you have the property for only 15 years, though. Okay. It's very weird. Yeah, I was talking to some guy who does business over there, and he said, yeah, so you get the property for 15 years. It took 10 years for you to build your, let's say, building for $100 million. So the 5 years after you get all your money back for the 10 years or whatever is profit. But then the government comes in and takes the property. So you just walk away with 5 years of profit and that's it. And then you just go and do another project.
They own the building,
right? Yeah. So you make back your money within the first 10 years. And then after 10 years, 5 years of profit. It's very weird. It's very weird. And I was asking
him. For them, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, but because it's, you know, the way that it's run over there is different than here. The kings and princes own everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The sheiks, that's what they are. The sheiks, man. Oil money. When the Emirates, Saudi Arabia, or whatever, when they go public with their oil industry, to be with 2.2 trillion. It's that little fraction of like the entire fucking oil industry that they have. Like that fucking business is worth $2.2 trillion, man. $2.2 trillion. It'd be bigger than any public business in the world. Those guys have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. That's why they do all the projects.
That's why it's so extravagant.
Don't even bother going over there unless you have, like, illiquid amounts.